This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Community groups hope to improve infant and toddler health and education in Colorado with new grants. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
There is a severe shortage of spaces for infants and toddlers. Colorado is also one of the most expensive states for childcare, and toddler vaccination rates aren't where they should be. The nonprofit Early Milestones Colorado has granted $100,000 to 7 organizations. Some will address vaccination and child hunger. Another will help support a lodging tax measure in La Plata County. There is a dire need for childcare spaces for children of service industry workers. Billionaire philanthropist Mackenzie Scott gave $2.5 million to Early Milestones last year to kickstart initiatives for young children. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Three Colorado small businesses will be getting some CHIPS and Science Act funding. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Vapor Cell Technologies and TechX Corporation in Boulder and Octave Photonics in Louisville will each get more than $250,000 to move forward on their proposals. Those projects aim at improving domestic semiconductor manufacturing, including better equipment and labs. It's part of $15 million awarded to 17 companies to work on products or services for the microelectronics marketplace. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says this will help grow the country's semiconductor ecosystem and support national and economic security. The Phase 1 funding comes from the Small Business Innovation Research Program. If their proposals move forward, the companies could be eligible for even more funding. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Two students in El Paso County are facing charges after allegedly participating in false threats to schools. The sheriff's office says the students allegedly shared false or misleading information on social media, disrupting school proceedings and causing undue fear. This is CPR News and KRCC.